Okay, are we ready, Jim? Okay, we'll call our meeting to order. We'll open with prayer and then the pledge, if everybody stand. Would you pray with me? Father, we recognize you and your love for us and your hand on our lives and on the business that's before us, God. We ask your help again this morning. Give us wisdom, Lord, and as we make decisions, help us to understand what you, the direction you want us to go. We thank you, Father, for the good things that you've provided in our lives, and we lift up those that serve. We think about our road and bridge folks and those in emergency services that are dealing with the weather. We pray your hand of protection would be around them and help them, God, keep them safe. Pray for all those that are traveling our roads, that you would give them wisdom and guide them in the way they drive, this and that. And Lord, we pray for those that are sick and need your healing, and those that have lost someone to death, that you would comfort them, God, in this day. And we know of many in our community, and we hold them before you today. In Christ's name, amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I apologize, we don't have copies of our Monday agenda, but we'll kind of wing it here and be all right, I think. Let's go for minutes. We've got minutes of 12:28 and 12:29.
Make a motion for approval.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And next we've got accounts payable. Any comments, Rick?
Yes, I do. There's one bill in there that Donna didn't want us to pay. She, I don't know why it went on. I know she felt like it should come out of 09 budget. When we got around to paying it, it was coming out of the 2010 budget. She said it would be okay to come out of there or out of capital improvements. We'd already written a check, and she was kind of, she felt like it shouldn't come out of there. But it's $300, and I told her, I said, you guys need to be aware of it for sure. I don't think $300 would break her budget. I'm sure you guys would be aware that she'd spent $300 she hadn't planned on spending. So,
okay,
wanted you to be aware of that.
Thank you. I'll make a motion then to approve accounts payable and ask Jim to just put a note in there that the county clerk was desiring that to come out of 09, but didn't work out. Is that all right?
Sounds good to me.
You got a comment, Donna? My thought is, as you're getting to the mic, is it's on the record, and if your budget's that close, we can iron it out. Bill's got to be paid, right?
Yeah, it was a July bill that we didn't receive until late, and then I discussed with the auditor's office. I didn't have a problem with it coming out of the 103-2009 budget, but as we all know, we've all cut and really tightened up our budgets for 2010, and $300 may not seem like a lot, but when you're trying to watch every penny, it is. It is a capital improvement. It was for the door to the vault. It was a new lock because we had a hinge lock in the past, and I felt like that was something that is certainly being paid for other offices and should go under capital improvements. I'm not sure if we communicated correctly when we were discussing that issue, when we were talking about redoing my office. I did pay for the actual door. I did request that it be changed to capital improvements. I did talk to the individual writing that. Apparently, the check was cut in between my conversation with the auditor and the other individuals, so it's what it is today.
Okay.
Nope, well taken, I guess.
All right. How about us?
I'm going to abstain. I didn't get a chance to read through the accounts payable.
Okay. I'm going to second the motion.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain, yeah.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Didn't have any transfers. Shall we hear our road vacation? That'd be good.
It would be fine to hear the road vacation.
If you'd come to the mic and give us your name for the record. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Charles Green, appearing on behalf of Blue Green Big Cedar Wilderness Club and American Sportsman Holdings Company.
Mr. Green, if I could just take care of one matter real quick. We've had an announcement that our agenda was misplaced or wasn't posted. There was, by statute, a requirement that you post in 5 public places of the county that this hearing was taking place today at this time, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you posted it in 5 places?
Yes, and I have an affidavit and a copy of that I've already sent to your office, but I made another copy for you.
Okay. It stated what you were doing, which road you were going to ask to be vacated.
Yes, attached to that notice was the petition.
Okay.
The road in question has never been constructed. The county, I think 5 years ago, vacated the northeast portion of this road. It results from an expansion of the Big Cedar Wilderness Club project. The petitioners own, there are 4 lots that join this road to be vacated. The petitioners own the property on both sides of the road. The utility provider has been provided a copy of the notice and made aware of this meeting as required by the statute. The petition and the notices were filed in accordance with the statute. The road, again, the road's not even there. It's just in a platted subdivision. The building that was constructed actually is sitting just north of this road. No one's going to use it, has ever used it. The petitioners request that the commission enter the order vacating this road, which I've given to Bob for his review.
I have a copy of the map here if you gentlemen want to look at it, but it looks like Three Johns, Blue Green, own all down the, if you're headed southeast, northeast, I guess, on this. All on the left side of the road, and on the right side of the road, Ozarks Paradise Village, is that a different entity?
That's the subdivision.
Okay. I see that the road borders partially on Ozarks Paradise Village, is that correct?
Again, all that property down there is within what's called Ozarks Paradise Village. It's a subdivision. All that property down by Big Cedar is within the Oakmont community, which is called Ozarks Paradise Village.
Lot 23 and lot 24 you don't own?
Yes.
Big Cedar or one of the entities controlled by your client?
Yes, owns every lot that you see on that map.
Lot 25, 24, and 23?
Correct.
See this.
As a general rule, the commission kind of likes to look at these things. I mean, we can table this, is that right?
You can table it, yes.
Just to verify.
I have no objection to that.
We don't trust you, of course, but just to verify the.
I'm going to make a motion to do so because I think
Before you table?
Yes.
It'd be a good idea to ask if there's anybody here, because this is the hearing to speak on the subject.
Okay. Yes, sir. That request is out. Anybody here to speak to vacation of Oakmont Drive? I'm sorry, Oakwood Drive? Hearing, seeing none. I'd entertain a motion to table, or you got more?
That's it.
That's it?
I'm going to make a motion to table. We have reviewed this process in the past. I think 2 quarters ago we had a road come before us, and an entirety, a look at the map's entirety of this location gives us a better feeling about the vacationing.
Table at what time?
Vacating of this road.
You table to a time certain?
I'm thinking, would Wednesday at 10 o'clock be good enough?
I would rather do it next Monday in the open meeting. There will be no reason for Mr. Green to be back present that I know of. But it'll be in an open meeting.
That's fine.
Okay. So the 11th, we'll table it until 11th.
Is there any problem with that, sir?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'll second the motion. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Just looking at this map, is it just a vacation, a part of that road, or all of it?
The shaded portion.
Just the shaded portion. Just the shaded portion.
The rest of it would stay. Okay.
Again, the commission's already vacated to the upper right, which is in the northeast.
The lower part there would stay platted.
Yes.
Did you come to us with that other part last year?
No, that was a different one. That was Ridgedale by Top of the Rock.
Okay.
Well, I got another question. If that's the way it is, that it would stop there, then we generally, I guess we always ask for a cul-de-sac or a hammerhead turnaround at the end of the road.
It's not currently built, though.
Yeah, there's nothing there. It's just a platted road.
I understand that, but I'm looking at it. It goes to the subdivision. It provides access to the subdivision.
That portion of the subdivision, of which is now all part of that timeshare development.
Right.
I guess what he's saying is we'd probably need platted at the end of the street a cul-de-sac is what he's suggesting, I think.
Well, and maybe that's...
That's the reason I want to look at the entirety of that.
Yeah. We'll look at it.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was my thought.
Our current planning and zoning requirements, if you're going to plat a street, is that you have a cul-de-sac so that fire equipment and that sort of thing can turn around there. In the event the road is built, the land is available for that cul-de-sac. And what you're doing is you're taking some of it away and you're making a dead end that doesn't have a hammerhead, doesn't have a cul-de-sac. So at the very least, it would need to be platted, is what he's saying, according to our current subdivision rules. And I don't know if that's a problem or... anyway, it needs to be looked at.
Okay.
All right.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Green.
Thank you.
You want me to take that so that you don't hold on to it? Or?
I would love that. Thank you. Okay, I see John and Mel. What do you got for us? Update on lift stations?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
sir. As requested, we've came back today to give you an update on where we're at with the drawdown testings and gathering the information for the Energized Missouri Grant Program. I'm glad to say that out of the 17 lift stations, we were able to do the test on 15 of those. We hit a good streak there where we had some luck. We didn't have any breakdowns on our normal utility work, and we was able to utilize two of the utility staff, and John Hooker and myself, and Mel and one of his other staff members. So we just had a run of good luck there last week. Two of the stations... the one located in Kennecott Camp and the one over at Madison Valley over there at the Sterrett Boys, the Sterrett Brothers subdivision over there, we don't have much flow in there. And we might still go back and try to get it, but we just don't have any flow going on at those stations much. So it's difficult to get enough sewage in there to do the test. But on the other ones, you know, as we discussed, I believe Commissioner Straffis brought up the benefits of doing the test anyway to aid the utility, and we did discover several things that is going to help us make some decisions on some upgrades or some repair work that we'll need to do throughout 2010. Out of the 15, definitely one pump station is going to need some assistance, and then we got two or three that are questionable. Where we go with that is going to depend on the engineering information supplied by Great River. But and I'll turn that over to Mel now to explain the engineering side of what he's found so far.
Well, like John said, there's 17 pump stations when it's all tallied up, and we did 15 of them. Two of them are, one of them's in Kanakuk, and it's there's not enough flow to test that right now because of the time of year and what's going on at their camp. And another one is Madison Valley Estates, which only has two or three houses going to it right now, so there's just not enough flow. Plus, it's a brand new pump station, so we ended up testing 15 stations. One of those, the Coon Creek pump stations, has four pumps in it, and we only tested two of those pumps because two of them are currently not operational. They're doing some valve repair on, or getting ready to do some valve repair on that. But anyway, out of the 15 that we tested, now we can get a pretty good feel for which ones are targets for the grant. For example, I'll just kind of give you some examples. For example, Short Creek Pump Station 1 is one of the ones that we were, surprised to see as in bad a shape as it was. It has two pumps. One of those pumps at 42% of what it's designed to pump at, and one of them pumps at 55% of what it's designed to pump at. So that's one that we definitely need to look at. And then, there's one that's worse. Poverty Point Pump Station 1, it has one pump that's pumping at 36% of its design and one that's pumping at 43% of its design. So what I've got a table in front of me that shows the actual pumping rate, the design pumping rate, and what percent that each pump is pumping at. And it looks like the ones that are the best targets for this grant are Short Creek 1, which is, you know, around half of its design. Short Creek 2 has one pump that's only pumping at 70% of its design, so that one pump might need some repair or some upgrades. Poverty Point 1, which I just mentioned, it's about 40% of its design. Poverty Point 2 is about 60% of its design. Poverty Point 3 is at about 85% of its design. Poverty Point 5 is a little over 80% of its design. Poverty Point 6, one pump's pumping right at design, and the other one's pumping at 68%. And then the rest of the pumps are 90-plus percent, so they're probably not good targets for the grant. We started doing the calculations on Short Creek 1 to see if it's going to apply for the grant. If it satisfies it, then we go on and just kind of start with the worst and progressively work through the pump stations, and then at some point where it doesn't work anymore, quit spending your money and report back to you. But so Short Creek 1, we've started to pump calcs, but basically what we found is that pump was originally designed to pump at 45% efficiency. Currently, those pumps with wear and on the impellers and are currently pumping about 30% efficiency. And we've worked with the pump supplier and found a new pump that would pump at 55% efficient. So we can go from our current efficiency of 30% to 55%. Now what we got to figure out, does that pay back in 10 years?
Right.
That pump costs, there's two pumps. To purchase those pumps and get them on the sites, about $16,000. And then I need to talk to the sewer district whether they want to install them themselves or whether they would want to have somebody else do that. And it just depends on how many of these we're doing. If we're doing a few of them, maybe they could do it themselves. Or
if we provide the labor and our equipment, that can apply toward our 25% that we'd have to match.
Sure.
So there's a benefit there, and the guys do it quite often. So
for those listening, the grant requires a 10-year payback of the savings, and then there's a 25% match by the county. So like John was saying, we can use our own labor to use as the 25%, and then the ROI, return on investment, is based off of what Mel's group does and the group, Finkel's group. I don't remember that name of that firm, but the firm that was assigned to work on the grant.
Yeah, Malone-Finkel.
Malone-Finkel.
Yeah, and we've been working with them. So that's kind of where we're at, and we're trying to figure out whether Short Creek 1 qualifies. And if it does not qualify, then probably none of them will qualify. If it does qualify, we'll progress through the list, working from the worst stations to the best, until we find that break-even point where it doesn't make any sense to go any further.
Out of curiosity, I mean, you did 15 stations, and we had an estimate of how much it was going to cost. Did you stay within that estimate?
I haven't. We do our timesheets. We turn them in on Monday, so they're just turning them in, so I haven't got to add up the hours. But it went faster than what we expected.
Good. So.
it, like you said, it just, everything went perfect, and we didn't have a lot of hiccups, and we were rolling through them pretty fast.
Good. And you're getting all this information of Rod Finkel and whatever. You guys are working together on that.
Yeah, we're working together on it. I've talked to him, I guess, Wednesday and Thursday of last week.
Okay. So.
Questions, comments? Thank you. Way to go. We appreciate you working late and pushing through it. And
I appreciate you guys supporting us on it.
Yep. Thanks. Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Would we like...
Is there a Sam Day easement on the list?
No, no. Don't have the list.
I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
There was a Sam Day easement we needed to, but it's up there in the file upstairs. Sam Day Road,
I do remember.
That we have just to agree to the easement. It's not a cost us anything. I think it's something just a road realignment.
Is that, I do remember.
Frank, does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a problem posting that like on Wednesday?
No, we can just table. We'll just repost on Wednesday.
We'll find whatever it is and we'll repost for Wednesday.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. How about an update from Mr. Preston? Is you want to tell us a little bit what's going on?
As everyone's well aware, we had what appeared to be a minimal amount of snow this weekend, but due to conditions, several parts of the county, the snowpack was turning into ice, and our plows and graders had a difficult time of getting that off of the road. In roads like a MoDOT road or a state road where traffic counts are very high, the roads were more successful in getting that ice off. But a lot of the secondary roads in the county still are ice packed, and we're out there since the storm started. We're out there last night, and we're today applying more chemicals and not doing any plowing on roads that have not. We're not doing any plowing on roads that are ice because we would just be wasting our material. We did have some incidents with our trucks. Two trucks left the road and were involved in tip-over accidents, and had another one yesterday where the road left the truck but did not actually tip over. There were no injuries in any of the incidents, and I worked 12 hours myself yesterday and followed some. We had chains on our trucks, we had chains on our graders, and I watched multiple times where the trucks themselves would slide sideways and off the road, and also with the grader. So I guess my biggest point is it didn't look that bad when you looked out the window, but when you got on the roads in certain parts of the county, it really was bad.
Yep.
We're anticipating more weather coming in late Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, and ordering more salt and getting our chains and trucks back up to full operational, other than the two that we'll need to turn in for insurance purposes. And then if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Questions?
I just have, so that the general public knows that the chemical only works when it's a certain degrees, and that degree is, do you know what the degree is that the chemical stops working, because we're going to reach sub-zero temperatures this week?
I do not know that. I've heard that, but I do not know the exact temperature, but I think with the numbers that we'll be reaching this week, that will impact the ability for the chemical to work.
Okay, are we applying salt and calcium chloride? Are we, what are we, just the salt or?
Both.
Both?
Both.
Okay.
Mainly to steep hills, sharp corners, and known areas of problems. Not necessarily all county roads will be receiving these chemical treatments. Hills, curves, and other known problem areas.
Cold temperatures, do we ever use sand?
We have a very small grit, ice control grit for traction purposes that we use. It's similar to sand, but it's a little bit different product that we use.
But you apply the chemical to that and then spread it, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I was happy to see, I think Road and Bridge does our street here in front of the courthouse and our parking lot. It was in good shape.
Yeah, that was done several times yesterday. As we were doing it, it was get covered up again. So, yes, I want to compliment the driver of that particular truck, because those are tight quarters, and He did a good job.
Yeah. I was listening to the radio this morning. I wished I remembered the exact word, but the commentator was saying, we appreciate what you guys are doing. Of course, he was speaking to counties and state and everybody, but my little experience riding in a truck says that it isn't a fun job, or it isn't an easy job for sure, and we appreciate all your extra hours. My goodness.
Not a problem.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. What do we need next?
Let's just recess until, I guess, what time is Bob's time? Do you have it?
10 o'clock, I think. I've got an issue that I'm working on. I'd just like to put on the table.
Okay.
Now, I understood Bob in this morning. We always offer public comment, and that's what these gentlemen
were doing.
Thank
you. I forgot public comment.
Yeah. And so I want to make that clear for the minutes that we're often offering public comment. Whatever you've got to state other than...
Appreciate your reminder.
We had that we were having a county commission on our weekly schedule, so it is posted that we're having a meeting, and we always have public comments.
Yes. And so I thank Frank for speaking to us under public comment. And John and Mel, I think, had committed to come back and give us a report. So
won't they do that tomorrow at the sewer? Won't they probably give the same report tomorrow
probably.
At the sewer board?
Yeah,
probably.
Any other public comment? James? As you're coming, I'm reminded that I asked Bob to help me look at it a minute ago. We've got the whatever you call those forms to send in. They were in the accounts payable also.
And there was one line that was talking about minimum.
Yes.
Minimum reimbursement under the assessment maintenance plan being $3 per parcel with a minimum of 20,000 parcels. So they
maximum.
That was the minimum, so the maximum on the minimum was 20,000 parcels.
Exactly.
So they could go down to 20,000 parcels and $3 per parcel according to their form, is Chuck's point.
That is correct. Showed right on the column, $60,000 is...
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
What I'm here to speak about today is an unpleasant situation. It occurred last week, of course, for the taxpayers out there that's unemployed and paying their taxes, trying to get to work, paying it on their cars, paying it on everything. And the exemption that occurred last week with Kennecott Camp, I've been sleeping on all weekend, or not sleeping all weekend, either way you want to put it. I've never seen a corporation that gets $20 million in get a tax exemption, especially here in our county. And I believe that the folks that this is going to impact, other than that one entity that received the benefit, is the ones out there working, trying to keep this county as it is, or unemployed. That in the Branson School District, where this occurred, will ultimately lead to a higher levy increase on property taxation, which affects the people I'm referring to. The poor people that's trying to make a living, trying to make these corporations work, they get to foot the load. And the exemptions that occurred in this county over the last month, as the assessor watching this, I'm just shaking my head. And you know my feelings on it when it occurred, on why we would take on and do such a thing. And I'm very disappointed that it's happened. Now we have the other aspect that everybody sat around and missed when we was issuing these exemptions. I don't know whether Kennecott Camp paid on their personal property or not. I don't know whether it was the intent of these, you gentlemen, to exempt their personal property that was there on the establishments that allowed them to collect $20 million last year. So there's very many unanswered questions. I don't know how to handle it here in 2010. If they don't take in their $20 million, do we not send them a personal property form as an exemption? Or what's going on? It's a disgusting aspect of the taxation process that I'm very disappointed in. A group of men that has the power over the assessor not to be able to correct it for 2010. So that's where I'm at. I want you to know, and I'm not a happy camper. Thank you.
Okay. Any other? Well, I've got a comment that I'd like to put on the table. I had an employee come to me, or I was visiting with him last week, and his question for me was, how will the new health care legislation affect him as a county employee? His understanding is that the insurance, the health insurance that the county provides, would fit under what they call a Cadillac policy. And, of course, my answer for him was, I don't have a clue. And in listening to the media, I don't get a clue from the media. I mean, you get little old bits and pieces here and there. But anyway, I woke up thinking about that this morning. And my thought is, and I've started drafting a letter, and I didn't know if y'all were interested. If you are, I'll show it to you when I get done. If y'all want to sign it also. If not, I'll just sign it my own and send it on. And that is to our legislators, our senators, and our representatives. Simple question. How will this new legislation affect those that are receiving the benefit from county taxpayers that pay for our employees? Honestly, I don't think they can answer the question from what I've heard on the media.
Well, there's two versions. I mean, there's a Senate approved and a House approved. And exactly. They still have to work through all the compromise parts. It'll be a while before we see a final plan.
I understand. And my point, what I planned to write in the letter was the Senate version, since it was the last. Mm-hmm. And I've heard comments that reps may be asked to swallow and follow the Senate, you know, and who knows what's going to happen,
right,
like you said. But anyhow, I think it would be a good question to ask our senators and our legislators that, hey, this is what our employees are wondering. If the media is giving us a straight shot, we're going to get it. We don't know answer, and that's not very wise from the perspective I'm getting, that our lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are about getting close to passing something that we're going to be saddled with in Taney County and throughout the country, of course. So anyway, I'm just proposing very short, maybe three paragraphs, something like that, that's simply asking you answer this question for our employees,
right,
and ourselves. So anyway, that's just getting it on the table, and when I get her scratched out, I'll give you all a copy.
Okay.
Donna?
Just a comment on your comment, if you don't mind. If our insurance is considered a Cadillac insurance, perhaps, and it's my understanding that we're all going to have to pay taxes that will provide for this national insurance, perhaps our county and other employers might consider a supplemental insurance plan to make up the difference between a national insurance plan and something that would better serve our employees and other employers' employees. Just a thought.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to be gone this afternoon, and we have, let's see, we have a road and bridge budget meeting conference here, and I would like to have that tabled.
Did you want that last week?
I'd like to have that tabled till sometime tomorrow.
Well, are you going to have, you're going to be back tomorrow, because we have an executive session to talk with the road and bridge supervisor to talk about personnel issues and all that.
Okay.
So you'd rather just table the 1 o'clock until, or just
yes,
take out
the
agenda until after the one after Tuesday, or what?
But did you want to? That's what the executive session.
That's
is
what the
tomorrow.
Executive session is for tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be.
You just want to table or take it off the agenda?
I want to take it off the agenda for today.
Okay. Okay.
I would like to be here present during that discussion, and I'm actually going to have to leave here shortly. So,
I'll make a motion to table that road and bridge budget that's scheduled at 1 until 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not comfortable talking about road and bridge budget until after I talk with Frank with the executive session.
Okay. My question is, why are we going to executive session to talk about budget?
We're talking about personnel.
You're talking about individuals?
That's what the session is about.
Not the amount of the budget, but
individuals.
What individual?
That's what the executive session is scheduled for.
Okay. When would you want to talk about the budget then?
We talked about the budget last week. I'm not open to talking about the budget again. So.
Okay. All right. Danny, you want to talk about it anymore? If not, I can meet with Frank on my own. I'm the one to put it on the agenda. And the reason I put it on the agenda is we need to know what Frank's decided to do with the budget he's been given to work with.
Well, I know that he met with supervisors to talk about personnel. That's why we had the personnel discussion for tomorrow. And after that discussion, I'll be able to know what the next step is. That seemed like the logical next step was to hear what his supervisor and him had after that session, like Thursday. You guys had it Thursday morning.
As we requested, I think what would be this basically pertains to the dollar figure that we asked him to come back to us with.
Mm-hmm. He had some suggestions. His supervisors had some suggestions.
So could that be, is right, but how you get that posted? You've just got it posted as personnel.
That's all I've got it posted for, because I knew that we were going to talk about individuals.
So if there's other things that he's come up with, the 350, which I think, Mr. Stroff, you were the one that asked for.
We're open to that, yeah.
Open to that. So does Bob, how does that need to be? Do we need to adjust that part of the personnel that we talk about the other?
Well, if you posted it for Road and Bridge.
We did not post Road and Bridge.
Well, what time is it posted tomorrow?
9:45.
9:45. If you post it for Road and Bridge and say underneath that it may include a vote to go into executive session for personnel per 610.021 point, whatever the subdivision is,
three.
And you can talk about Road and Bridge and you can go into executive session concerning personnel. If you decide to go in first concerning personnel, you could come out of the executive and talk about the things that weren't personnel sensitive, if that makes any sense.
Frank, we're going to talk about schedule real fast. You have a 10 o'clock shop talk to Mark. Do you want to talk about it after?
I can delay the shop talk until later in the day.
Okay. Then we can table Chuck's 1 o'clock until after the executive session, if you want to table it until after say at 10 o'clock. That way, if the executive goes a little longer, we'll just pick it up after that. So you want to table it till 10 o'clock tomorrow?
That's fine with me. I'm interested in hearing what the Frank found out from his, I think, what, did you contact all your supervisors, just a couple of your...
I think all of them except the one or two.
Okay.
Worked the night crew and were at home.
Right, right.
The question I had for our 1 o'clock today is, it was commented that Frank did not have to cut the budget, cut salaries, he could take it out of the budget. And I'd like to know what his decision is. How much is he planning to take out of salaries? And how much is he going to take someplace else in the budget? And that would not be a executive session type of question. And that's why I asked him to talk to us about it at 1 o'clock today, 1 o'clock today. And if y'all don't want to talk about it, fine. I'll meet with him at 1 o'clock.
More at 10 o'clock is fine. So I move that we table the road and bridge discussion until 10 o'clock Tuesday morning.
That'll be fine after the executive session?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want to second that?
I'm seconding, yeah.
Discussion, I'm going to vote against it because I don't see why we're going to talk about individual employees that may be laid off until we find out what his plan is of how many dollars to take out of salaries and how many dollars to take out someplace else to meet the budget. All those in favor say aye. This is
the motion to table.
This is the motion to table, unless there's more discussion.
Well, this is your meeting, so I guess I'm...
No, it's not my meeting. I just preside over the meeting.
Well, no, it was your 1 o'clock that you posted, and you're going to vote against moving it.
Till 10 o'clock, yes, because I don't understand why you put that decision, that discussion, after you're going to talk about individuals. It seems backwards to me. Why you would try to talk about individuals when you don't talk about the issue of where's he going to take out of the budget?
Did you make a motion for 10 o'clock or what?
Well, the motion's motion. 10 o'clock.
I seconded the motion.
Yeah, go ahead and call the vote again.
I did. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carried. What else?
Nothing until 10:30. Bob is posted at 10:30.
Frank, I would like to visit with you at 1 or whenever it's convenient and find out what your plan is. Okay, recess until 10 o'clock?
10:30.
And I'll not be here for the rest of the day. So,
sorry for your loss.